Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to the Coaching Youth Hoops Podcast.
They're playing basketball.
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 Here's our hosts, Steve Collins.
Steve Collins.
And Bill Flitter.
Bill Flitter.
I know, I got it. All right, here we go. We are doing league rules, coach. Coaching Youth.
League
welcome
rules.
Welcome to Coaching Youth Hoops. Coach is looking at me. So anybody that's watching on YouTube, he's looking at me like, what are you doing? I literally, we batch these. We'll tell people we batch them.
Yeah.
So we stopped and I literally hit record right away. I didn't even give him a chance to breathe before starting the next podcast.
I love it. Let's go.
Because, we got to get moving. We got stuff to do. You know, I'm in still season when we're doing this. Hopefully,
that's true, yeah.
Hopefully, by the time this one goes up, I'm a state champion. I will.
Let's put it out there.
Let's
congratulations
there.
On your state championship.
Thank you.
Coach.
Thank you. Look at the trophy here. I'll eat my desk. There's a couple really good teams in our state this year. We're talking about league rules. Now, what did you mean by league rules?
Yeah. So again, another great question in our Facebook group. And I hear this again, these are, I hear them over and over again. With a lot of rec leagues, there are very specific rules, substitution rules, where players can play defense, press break, no press or press, no press, zone or no zone. And coaches like to bend the rules, right? For that victory, right? And it's frustrating if you're a rule follower. And the question came up of, fellow coach doesn't want to be a tattletale, right? How do you handle in game and post game when a coach bends those rules? And it's a tough spot to be in because a lot of times your kids recognize, hey, coach, they're in a zone. I thought we can't do zone, right? Or they're picking us up at half court.
First of all, sometimes the officials don't know if you're in a zone or a man.
Correct.
That's part of the issue because I got asked to leave once at a youth. I was the parent. I wasn't even coaching. And they thought we were in a zone and we were in man. And I said, we're in man. Watch, we're following the guys through cuts. We weren't in it. We were in man. But it looked like it because the man was so good.
Was it pack line?
It was.
Yeah.
So anyway, me personally don't deal with it at the time. That's me personally. You go to the commissioner, you go to who runs the league, you go to that after the fact. You're really not going to do anything at the time, I don't believe. I just don't think that it's solvable for the most part at the time. That's what I know. That's what I've noticed. It's not solved. It's only going to cause conflict. You're only going to be on YouTube or Twitter or something like that, or TikTok. If anyway, so I just I over time I've just never seen it solved. That's the problem.
Yeah, I think they did a great suggestion, and I'm actually in the on the board of a rec league in our local community, and definitely comes up. We get coaches saying, "I thought we couldn't do this, thought we couldn't do that." This other team did that, and what we do is we educate the refs,
Dude,
and
that's a good idea.
the refs definitely know the rules. Sometimes they forget based on, oh, this third grade team has this set of rules, that the eighth grade team has this set of rules. So what I would suggest, when your game started, just ask the ref, hey, and do be more inquisitive about it than telling them, giving them the rules and saying, here are the rules. I want to make sure you understand them before the game starts. Ask them. It's like, hey, where do we, so they all, so for example, okay, can we do a zone? Oh, no, you can't do a zone. Okay. And you already know the answer to the question, but it reinforces to them that, oh yeah, this is a league where you can't do a zone. Or they say, well, what grade? The ref may say, what grade is this? Oh, it's fifth grade. Oh yeah, you guys can't do a zone in fifth grade. It helps the ref also recall the rules. Or you can say, like, this one was specific to a rotation rule that, all basically an all play rule, right? And the question on Facebook that we got, and hey, what's the all play rule again? What if I have this situation, and maybe come up with a situation? So again, you're educating the rest, or reminding, not educating the rest, but reminding them that this is fifth grade. Here's the, what's the rule in fifth grade?
And the thing is, what we used to do is print it off and put it on the scores table.
Right. That's yeah, and that's what somebody suggested too. Yeah,
That so
exactly.
it's there because
That's right.
the problem is it's like it's me versus them versus whatever, and it's like, yeah, it doesn't always work that way.
And especially then you get heated in a game, and then you sound like you're the one that's the bad coach who's yelling at the refs, and you can't do that, and they're like disagreeing with you, and like then you have a copy of the rules right there, and then they can reference the rules and just be respectful to the refs about it, because they deal with so much crap, maybe $25 to $45 per game. They're gonna automatically assume that you're attacking them, right? So I think it's the
Yes,
best way to handle it.
it is. It is. It really is. And you're right. So for youth coach, it's similar to when you're coaching. It's the end of the game, and maybe your kid's going to try to take a ch it's for a little reminders to the officials. Helps. Like, hey, we're down two, and Johnny's going to try to take a charge here. So just if you can watch that, or hey, remember, so and so's kind of stepping over the line. Can you watch that? Like, it's the reminder at the beginning of the game. Hey, remember, there's no zones at third through fifth. Can you just watch that? Well, okay, blah, blah, blah. It helps. That helps a lot.
When you first started teaching, though, and I know that I'm going to ask you a high school question. The rules in the official rules for high school, it's a thick,
Book.
small print book.
Yes, it is.
Did you, I mean, and I guess what was your process when you first started? Did you go through the rules?
I memorized
And
that rule book basically.
I mean, how did you just reinforce? And there's a lot of stuff in there. Like,
There's too much. It's too much. And I have some official friends that I go to. Like, I was asking
I
one
did,
of my
yeah.
official friends about like jump balls. Like, when can you move on the circle? Like, 'cause once the ball's thrown up, then you can move, kind of thing. The guys in the middle have to stay in the circle, but the rest of them can
Yeah.
kind of move. So it's just kind of some of those things as far as, I
That's what I
spent a
did
lot
too.
of time learning that.
And if you've been on the podcast before, we interviewed a ref on some of those detailed rules. That's a good point.
It is a good point. All right, anything else, Coach?
No, just go check out the Facebook group at Coaching Youth
Youth
Hoops
Hoops.
on Facebook. Give us a We would love a 5-star review from
Yes.
you, and a comment. And if you're enjoying the podcast, if you're not, then just move on.
Yeah, just ignore us then.
Just ignore
us.
That's right.
All right, till next week, coach.
Till next time.
All right.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.